الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Let's continue now and do the drills now for this section of the text. تمرينات. تمرينات is a plural of تمرينة, which means drill, drills. هذه تمرينات. The first, we're not going to do all of them. We're going to do the ones that I think you're able to do. اقرأ العبارات الآتية وميز الأفعال الماضية والأفعال المضارعة وأفعال الأمر. So he says, اقرأ, read the following phrases. وميز, and distinguish between أفعال الماضية, past tense verbs, والأفعال المضارعة, present future verbs, وأفعال الأمر, and present future verbs, excuse me, future verbs. جنى الفلاح قطنه وباعه ثم اشترى ببعض ثمنه ما يحتاج إليه. جنى الفلاح قطنه. So the farmer, he harvested his cotton. وباعه, then he sold it. ثم اشترى, then purchased. ببعض ثمنه, with some of its profit. ما يحتاج إليه, what he needed. نظر الطفل إلى الطائر وهو يحلق في السماء. The child looked at the bird وهو يحلق, and the bird يحلق في السماء, was doing circles in the air. فأحب, أي الولد, so the child, he loved أن يطير مثله, that he could fly like the bird. هبت العواصف ليلا فأطفأت المصابيح واقتلعت بعد الأشجار. You know, the wind became extremely strong one night. فأطفأت المصابيح, and it blew out the lamps. وقطلعت بعض, and some of the trees, like they fell over. سطى الذئب على غنم فافترس واحدة وفر هاربا. So a wolf snuck up on a غنم, like a ram. فافترس, and brutally attacked it. واحدة, one of them. وَفَرَّ هَارِبًا, and the others, they fled. أُدْخُلْ الْبُسْتَانِ, enter the garden. وَمَتَّعْ نَفْسَكَ بِمَنْظَرِهِ, beautiful language, man. وَمَتَّعْ نَفْسَكَ, and, you know, please yourself, find some pleasure in it, take, you know, self-care. بِمَنْظَرِ, at the scene of this garden, right? وَلَا تَعْبَثْ بِأَزْهَارِهَا وَثِمَارِهَا, and don't waste your time playing with its flowers and its fruit. Or don't waste your time, right? وَلَا تُكْثِرْ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ وَلَا تَنْطِقْ بِمَا لَا تَعْلَمْ. Do not speak a lot and do not talk about what you don't know. أَغْسِلْ يَدَيْكَ قَبَلَ الْأَكْلِ, wash your hands before you eat. وَبَعْدَهُ, and after الْأَكْلِ. وَنَظِّفْ, and clean أَسْنَانَكَ, your teeth. وَلَا تُدْخِلْ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى الطَّعَامَ, and don't like mix food together. This could also mean don't like eat right after you eat one thing, don't eat something else. ضع قبل كل اسم من الأسماء الآتية أو بعده فعلا ماضيا يلائمه. So he's saying, you know, ضع قبل كل اسم من الأسماء الآتية أو بعده فعلا ماضيا يلائمه. Put فعل مضارع in front, فعل ماضي, excuse me, a past tense verb in front or after these nouns. الغصن, you know, al-ghusnu is the branch. Okay. Az-zujaj. Az-zujaj is the glass. Al-qalamu is the pin. Al-shams is the sun. Al-qitar is a train. Al-bahru, of course, is the sea. Al-thamaru is a fruit. Al-misbah is a lamp. Right? Is a lamp. I want to make sure I looked up this word. No, al-ghusnu is, yeah, is a branch. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Al-ghusnu is a branch. Al-ghusnu, the branch of a tree. Az-zujaja is like a glass jar. Al-qalam is the pen. Al-shams is the sun. Al-qitar is the train. Al-bahru is the ocean or sea. Al-thamaru is fruit. Al-misbah is a lamp. So you'll put a past tense verb, yani, in front of all the kutiba, yani, القلم يكتب به. For example, ضع قبل كل اسم من الأسماء الآتية أو بعده فعل مضارع يلائمه. So now you're going to use فعل مضارع. So الريح, the wind. الغبار is like a dust storm. الهلال is the half moon. الإناء is a jar, a water jar, like an old clay water jar. المصباح is a lamp, right? النهر is a river. السفينة is a sailboat. القلم is the pen. ضع فعل مضارعا في المكان الخالي مما يأتي. So here you want to put فعل مضارع. So الفأر, the mouse or the rat, من القط. Something from the cat. الكلب وراء صاحبه. So the dog behind its owner, its master. الدجاجة كل يوم بيضة. The chicken every day an egg. الأم أولادها, the mother, something, her children. ضع فعل ماضيا في المكان الخالي مما يأتي. So here is فعل مضارع. Here is فعل ماضي, past tense. الولد الجلوس. So the boy at the gathering. الرجل في نهري, the man in the river. الخادم, the servant. الحجرة, the home. علي إلى فرنسا. علي to France. And then we're going to skip here to the end. And I think, you know what? I think that's enough. Inshallah ta'ala. If you want to do these, you can on your own. And next time we're going to talk about the subject of verb sentence. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.